This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, why athletes like their air thin. But first, the Bush administration is already at work on a budget for 2006. The president has a mathematical challenge on his spreadsheet. He has pledged to cut the deficit in half during this term and to make the 2001 and 2003 tax cuts permanent. But with the war and reconstruction in Iraq costing the federal government $5 billion each month, and federal entitlements like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid immune from being cut, at least for now, something's got to give. Jackie Combs is national correspondent for The Wall Street Journal and joined us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
It's good to be here.
The administration's expected to announce a discretionary spending freeze in the coming weeks. Remind us of what discretionary funds are, what they pay for.
If you think of the federal budget as a pie, this part we're talking about discretionary funds for domestic purposes is about one-sixth of a slice. And that is the part of the budget that they're focusing on cutting when they say they want to cut the budget deficit in half. In the coming year, I think you'll see further pressure on even some of the areas that the president and Congress talk about increasing, including space, science and technology, the National Institutes of Health and the National Science Foundation, where there's been this nationwide consensus to double funding. Mm-hmm. They doubled it, and then they've immediately started cutting back on it. And this funds the basic research of the nation in terms of technology, medical research, and just your basic sciences that in turn have benefits for the economy and society as a whole.
What about programs like Head Start or medical care for veterans, heating assistance for the poor? On top of everything else, these are programs that are popular with taxpayers and voters and members of Congress.
Right. And they're not getting increases above what they're getting in a given year, despite inflation, despite caseload additions. For instance, let's take housing. There's Section 8 housing subsidies is the best known federal program. Congressman David Price of North Carolina told me recently that in his city, they've even quit taking names of people who are eligible for these housing subsidies. They stopped several years ago when the waiting list got to 4,000, and it was just false hope to put any more names on the list. That program will continue to see cuts.
It costs politicians a little to cut virtually anything in the budget, because almost every item is there because somebody wants it. What kind of perplexity does this present to a sitting Congress, who, unlike the president, most of those men and women are running for re-election?
Well, it's going to be interesting this go-round because the president isn't up for election and the members of Congress are one-third of the Senate, all of the House, and of the 38 governorships that are up in 2006, 22 are now held by Republicans. That's going to be a very big political dynamic. And on top of that, we've reached the level and the requirements for spending restraint are such that it really is going to require cuts in popular programs, programs that have broad public consensus, no matter if you're in a red state or blue state. Medicaid, this is going to be the area to watch in the coming years. People think of Medicaid as just a program for the poor. About two-thirds, I think, right now of the Medicaid beneficiaries are nursing home patients. And these are people, a lot of them, who are formerly solidly middle-class people who've just exhausted their assets in the nursing homes and are now on Medicaid. And those Medicaid costs are ones that the president would like to shift some of the federal costs to the states. And the Republican governors are taking a lead. Just this past week, the National Governors Association wrote a letter to the president because of what they're hearing, that the president's budget will try to shift costs from the federal government to the states. And they'll fight that tooth and nail.
Most politicians will be eloquent in behalf of fiscal discipline. But in the end, is it safer for them politically, if they have to face re-election in 2 or 4 years, to not make deficit reduction a principal goal?
I think that for the next 4 years, despite what I've been describing as the cuts that have to be made, and those are real, there won't be anything significant happen because the real deficit growth explosion will take place after President Bush leaves office. As it happens, in his final year in office is the very year that baby boomers start to qualify for early Social Security benefits. In the coming years, then, on top of that, they'll get to full Social Security benefits and full Medicare eligibility, and that's when the real spending tsunami hits.
That's what people have been calling the time bomb for years?
Yeah, it's really become one of those terms that's picked up currency in Washington, the big tidal wave, the tsunami.
Jackie Combs, national correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
My pleasure.